It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature in special session continues its work on pandemic relief, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
The main proposals would provide money to help businesses and restaurants, expand broadband access for schools, and aid renters and landlords. State lawmakers are expected to wrap up their work tomorrow. While the legislature generally agrees on providing this emergency injection of cash, there's less agreement on the safety protocols they're working under. Democrats have criticized some Republicans for not being fully diligent about mask wearing. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter says he's recovering after his recent coronavirus diagnosis. He says he's not yet at 100%.
My situation's better than a lot of folks who've had it, worse than others, but I'm on the mend.
Perlmutter spoke with constituents in a telephone town hall Monday. Perlmutter and another Colorado congressman, Doug Lamborn, announced positive COVID-19 tests about 2 weeks ago. Governor Polis has elevated Colorado's drought emergency plan to its highest level. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
After months of a deep statewide drought, Polis is moving Colorado to phase 3, which means the full drought mitigation and response plan is now activated for all counties. The step requires water suppliers to coordinate with each other and the state to prepare for drought-related challenges. Polis is urging local governments, agricultural producers, and businesses to plan for a drought that could continue through the winter and into 2021. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado's 2020 election results are now nearly certified. Still pending is a recount that starts today for one district attorney's race. The Secretary of State's office says there's also 300 still uncounted ballots in Gunnison County that were delayed by a COVID-19 outbreak.